I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. I have a full-time job, and guess what? It's pretty intense sometimes. I wouldn't mind easing up. So I get the appeal of a place where part-time work isn't just accepted, it's the norm. You could call the Netherlands the part-time capital of the world, especially for women. Here's the number. 75% of working women are part-timers there. But as Sharon Lerner reports from Amsterdam, some women are starting to discover the downside of part-time.
My name is Diana and I have two kids, one little boy, Julius, of 15 months, and a girl, Olivia, she's 4 years.
Diana is someone I met in a playground on a Wednesday, and on Wednesdays all public schools in the Netherlands close at 12, and virtually everyone at pickup is a parent, because most people take Wednesdays off if they can.
All part-time. I don't know anyone who works full-time, I think.
Dutch women work an average of just 26 hours per week, which can make a schedule like Deanna's seem downright grueling.
The cultural opinion of people is that even with women who work 4 days, it's like, wow, 4 days, that's a lot, that you can't be the full mom.
One reason so many women here work part-time is a law passed in 2000. It allows most employees to reduce their hours without repercussion. The idea was to entice women with kids back into the workforce. And the part-time policies seem to have worked. About three-quarters of working women and a quarter of working men have taken advantage of them. But now, part-timers are learning about the limitations, said Saskia de Ho. She's with the advocacy group Women Inc.
What is often forgotten is that part-time workers are giving up more than just salary.
Now, this is going to sound familiar to anyone who's ever gone part-time in the U.S.
If you work part-time, you get less promotion, and also the chance to get additional education or training.
De Ho says that a lot of women who chose part-time now find themselves on the Dutch mommy track. That's what happened to Lucien Bresser. After her son was born, she dropped down to 3 days a week at the bank where she works. Then, she says, she was pushed out of the talent pool.
Being in the talent pool means that if there are opportunities or new chances, then first they think of you. So sometimes I explain it, you have a little dot behind your name, so you're a little bit more special.
Bresser watched as people in the talent pool passed her by. She has mixed feelings about it. Even though she says she didn't advance as quickly as she would have if she worked full-time, she now manages 50 employees. And working part-time has been good for her and her kids.
I really love my job, and I hope that's a good example for them as well.
Bresser is a part-time success story. But in the Netherlands, half of all working women earn less than $1,200 a month. And that makes them financially dependent, according to the government, and financially vulnerable, according to De Ho.
In Holland, a lot of women work about 2 or 3 days, so it's very difficult to be financial independence if you work 2 or 3 days.
She and her colleague, Masha Trummel, hold workshops for women on financial independence. And they've launched a nationwide campaign to raise awareness of the fact that the average Dutch man, over his lifetime, earns 300,000 euros more than a Dutch woman. In this video, called Where's My 300,000 Euros, two women go to the office in suits and beards to ask for a raise.
Success, eh?
Ja. Loonsverhoging.
Yes, sir!
But part of earning more is working more, and in Holland, many women still resist that. In fact, all the women I interviewed for this story work part-time themselves, including De Ho and Trummel, and they warn other people about the downside of part-time work.
We don't do it by ourselves.
It's a little embarrassing not to practice what they preach. But in the end, it seems that so many women here choose part-time work because they can. The economics make it feasible. And for Deanna Prost, the mother in the playground, the pleasures just outweigh the perils.
Now, probably the rest of my life, I hope I can be able to work 4 days max.
For The World, I'm Sharon Lerner, Amsterdam.
We log a lot of hours here in the U.S., too many probably. So if you had the chance, would you go part-time, even if it cost you promotion and pay? Let us know by adding your thoughts at PRI.org.